as you listen to God's servant Tayo Ladejo, may the vision of the finish and of God's high calling for the church be further increased in your heart to inspire accurate lifestyle and orchestrate the outbreak of the Spirit of God in the earth. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Jubilee is synonymous of the fact that God is training, equipping, and raising these people. Jubilee also means that God is training and preparing a bride of Christ. Praise God. Look at Isaiah chapter 61. We read from verse 1 to 4. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has what? Anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. That's Jubilee. It's also the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort those who mourn in Zion, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beautiful ashes. Now this is looking at people going through dealings. People are dying to self. They will experience consolation. Praise God. Is that the oil of joy for money? People who are money, people that are dissatisfied by all sorts of anomalies going on in the world, God will comfort them. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness. When God takes you through pruning, is to build stature in you. You become oaks. You know what oaks are? This tree of righteousness literally means oaks. Oaks means that when you are planted, you won't surface for many, many years. But by the time you start surfacing, you will bear fruit for 100 years. Some oaks bear fruit for 700 years. Praise God. You will become planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Verse 4. And they shall build the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolation. And they shall repair the ruins of cities and desolation of many generations. That's the anointing that is coming upon you. You will set things in order. You will be transformative. Praise God. Look at verse 10. So God is restoring the identity of Ecclesia. He said, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, and my soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with what? The garment of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As the bridegroom decks herself with ornament, and as the bride adores herself with her jewels. So that's what God is saying. All that you go through, all the training of God, all the pruning of God, all the sufferings of Christ, all that you can't cheat when others are cheating, where you have to say sorry when you are hurt, all of that is part of the preparation of the bride so that he will glorify you and deck you with jewels, with his glory and his beauty. And the scripture is saying that the season of your beautification is approaching. It's also, Jubilee is synonymous of the voice of the archangels that will be triggered and bring about the resurrection of the dead. Praise God. Christ is the first fruit of resurrection. It also means that because Christ is raised from the dead, we all have been raised from the dead by the virtue of identification. Praise God. So therefore, we are free from sickness. We don't have to go through shame and worry and pain. If you go through it, the devil is cheating you. Never again in Jesus' name. Because Christ has gone through it. Now, you will now experience resurrection in the coming age. Not by the virtue of identification, but experientially. Praise God. So the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 to 53, that behold, I show you a mystery. we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Praise God. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. What that means is that it's not only will your spirit be raised, your soul will be raised, and your body will be raised. Praise God. Now, futuristically, that's what resurrection is. That's what Jubilee is about.
Thank you for listening to this timely word of the Lord.